Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Ephesians 4. As a prisoner in the Lord, then, I urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, and with diligence to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Now to each one of us grace has been given according to the measure of the gift of Christ. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he led captives away and gave gifts to men. What does he ascended mean, except that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the very one who ascended above all the heavens in order to fill all things. And it was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for works of ministry and to build up the body of Christ, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, as we mature to the full measure of the stature of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed about by the waves and carried around by every wind of teaching and by the clever cunning of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Christ himself, who is the head. From him, the whole body, fitted and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love through the work of each individual part. So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardness of their hearts. Having lost all sense of shame, they have given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity with a craving for more. But this is not the way you came to know Christ. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him, in keeping with the truth that is in Jesus, to put off your former way of life, your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one another. Be angry, yet do not sin. Do not let the sun set upon your anger, and do not give the devil a foothold. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing good with his own hands, that he may have something to share with the one in need. Let no unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building up the one in need and bringing grace to those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, in whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, outcry and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and tender-hearted to one another, forgiving each other, just as, in Christ, God forgave you. This is God's Word. God's love is a key theme in the book of Ephesians. God predestined us in love, according to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3b through 4a. God made us alive in Christ because of his great love for us, according to chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. God wants us to be rooted and established in his love, according to chapter 3, verse 17. And God wants us to know his love, even though it surpasses knowledge, according to chapter 3, verse 19. Here in Ephesians 4, these truths about God's love were applied. In verse 1, Paul urged believers to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. That last part is the phraseology of the NIV. That calling is the calling to know and to love God, to receive the gift of salvation by grace in Christ, as we see in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18b through 19, which says, "The hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe." Again, that's chapter 1, verses 18b through 19. Having described that calling in Ephesians 1 through 3, Paul now urged the believers in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, to live a life worthy of that calling. How do you do that? The rest of chapter 4 lays it out. According to verse 2a, we should be humble and gentle. According to verse 2b, we should be patient, bearing with one another in love. In verse 3, we should keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. According to verses 7 through 10, we should grow in spiritual maturity because of the gift of the church and its leaders to us. According to verses 17 through 22, we should put off the old self and put on the new self. And that last part is in verse 23 through 32. I noted at the beginning of this devotional that God's love is a key theme in Ephesians, and I reviewed now some of the key passages that mention God's love in Ephesians. Look now at today's chapter, at all the ways in which love is intertwined with living a life worthy of God's calling for us. Verse 2 says that we are to bear with one another in love. Verse 14 says we are to speak the truth in love. In verse 16, the Bible says that Christ builds the whole body up in love through us serving each other. A big part of living up to the calling that verse 1 in here in this chapter talks about, a big part of that is living a life of love. Just as God loved us and called us to faith, now we live that faith out by loving one another in the church. We bear with each other. We speak the truth to each other, and we build each other up in the body in love. In our church, is there someone you find hard to put up with? Verse 2 talks about that. Don't leave messages in the comments or anything. Don't leave anybody's name. Just think about it. Living according to God's loving call in your life means putting up with that person that came to mind. In our church, is there someone you should speak the truth to in love, as verse 14 says? Taking on that difficult conversation in a loving way, speaking the truth for that person's good rather than avoiding the real issue, is how you live according to the loving call God extended to us in Christ. In our church, who do you need to build up in love? Who's hurting? Who's missing our worship gatherings? Who needs to learn some life or ministry skills that you could teach them? Building that person up in love is how we live according to God's gracious, loving call in our lives. Just as God loved us when we were unlovely, we should bear with the unlovely in love. Just as God spoke truth to us through the gospel, we should speak the truth in love to others around us. Just as God is building godliness in us, according to verse 24b, we should build up each other in godliness because we love God and love his people. These are some of the loving ways that we can live a life worthy of who God, in love, has called us to be in Christ. If you found this devotional helpful, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe, and there you can subscribe to them as a podcast in Spotify or in Apple Podcasts, or you can subscribe to them as a daily email. And these will help you be in God's Word every day, and my devotional can help you apply it to your life every day. This is completely free, so there's no risk. Give it a try. Go to dailypbj.com/subscribe. And if you can help me with financial support, please go to dailypbj.com/support to sign up for that. Please share this with someone else, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.